The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will never overcome it. Good morning, my name is Avril, and I welcome all of you who are listening to this service. Sadly, it looks as though lockdown is going to last longer in Victoria than we hoped. But while we still cannot gather together physically, through worshipping God, we can gather together spiritually. I hope that this service will offer you comfort as you participate in it, however you choose to do that. As we gather, we affirm the diversity of our community, represented in age, gender, sexuality, culture, and ability. We affirm that all people are welcome and trust that you will find this to be a safe place for you to grow in God's love and the experience of a warm community. We are committed to loving God, growing together, partnering community, and sharing faith. We remember the original custodians of this land, the Wadawurrung, and ask for God's grace to join with them in being good stewards of this land, its waters, and diverse communities. Today we are going to celebrate communion together while apart, recognising that Christ is still with us, individually and as a community. No matter how much we may be physically separated from each other, Christ may still be present to all of us in the bread and the wine. However, if you don't want to partake in communion while we are physically separated, that is quite all right. This communion service is an invitation only. Please don't feel any pressure to accept it. If you do want to share in the communion and haven't already done so, please pause this recording and go to find a small piece of bread, enough for everyone who wants to participate, and some grape juice or wine or water. In the absence of grape juice or wine, it is appropriate to use water to celebrate, remembering Jesus' gift to us of living water gushing up to eternal life. All you who are thirsty, come drink from the waters of life. All you who are weary, come bathe, be refreshed in God's river. All you who long for peace, come rest in the clear, silent pools of God's love. Here you are welcome. Here you will receive the cup of cold water for which you long. Come, worship God.
Today. Waited on. God is my sister.
us bring our confession to God. Let us pray. Loving God, too often we have not lived joyfully as your beloved children. We have not treated ourselves with the respect and dignity as those created in your image. We have not sought to love ourselves as you love us. We have forgotten that when Jesus told us to love our neighbour, he told us to do so as we love ourselves. Instead of listening to you, we have listened to the voices of the world, voices that tell us we are not good enough. Too old, too young, too fat, too thin, too rich, too poor, too brainy, too slow. Instead of believing that God is love, we worry that God wants to condemn and reject us, and that nothing we do will ever be good enough. Instead of believing that Jesus would welcome us in the same way that he welcomed children, all those who needed healing, women and foreigners and tax collectors and the poor, we worry that we aren't good enough to approach him. Loving God, forgive us for living as though Jesus had never come to tell us of your love. Forgive us for blaming ourselves when we are lonely or in pain or depressed. Forgive us for not respecting your creation of us by thinking we are not good enough. Forgive us for not taking our baptism seriously by believing we need to earn our salvation. Help us to live as your beloved children, filled with joy and able to love others as you have loved us. We make these prayers through Christ, our brother and friend. Amen. God loves us so much that nothing we do or don't do can separate us from that love revealed in the life and death of Jesus. Hear then Christ's word of grace to us. Your sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Today's Bible reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, from chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. The picture book I'm reading today is called The Great Big Animal Ask by Libby Hawthorne and Anna Pignataro. And since you can't see the pictures if you're listening to this recording, I'll tell you that all these animals are asking Noah and Mrs. Noah whether they can come on the ark. Are we too big? Are we too tall? Are we too thin? Are we too small? Are we too dark? Are we too rough? Are we too bright? Are we too tough? Are we too growly? Are we too purry? Are we too spiky? Are we too furry? Are we too smooth? Are we too hoppy? Are Are we too slimy? Are we too floppy? Are we too weird? Are we too normal? Are we too noisy? Are we too formal? Are we too shy? Are we too bold? Are we too young? Are we too old? Well, my dearest friends from near and far, you're all quite perfect as you are. So come on board, two by two, whoever you are, there's a place for you. The end. And as always, the video of that is on Vimeo, so please go and have a look for it, because the pictures are amazing. I don't know about you, but I am tired. We have now been in some sort of lockdown since the fifth week in Lent. So that was all the way through Palm Sunday, Holy Week, all of the season of Easter, Pentecost. Now we're in a couple of weeks into Pentecost. And just as we thought we might be coming out of physical distancing and preparing to worship again at church, we have had to retreat. It is exhausting. This has been a very difficult year. It began in fire as we watched many parts of Australia burn, and even here we were affected by the smoke from the bushfires. And then came COVID-19. We have been living through a long, drawn-out natural disaster, and simply living through a crisis takes an enormous amount of energy. I suspect that many of us are experiencing crisis fatigue. And to add to this, so many of the ways that we would usually support each other in a time of emergency are impossible. We can't visit each other. We can't gather for worship. We can't bring food to church to be distributed by uniting. And I've been surprised at how much I have missed that. Resources like Zoom and Vimeo have helped us keep in touch, but they can't replace the literal touch, the hug or the handshake that we would usually use to express our care for each other. For church members, people who are used to being the helpers, the fact that we cannot offer so many of our usual types of help can add to our feelings of frustration. We can feel that we are not doing enough. As some of you know, I live with depression. And this means that I have spent a lot of time reflecting on not feeling good enough. One of the books I found most helpful was written by Brené Brown, who is a research professor at the University of Houston, who works on vulnerability, shame, courage, and empathy. In this book, which is called Daring Greatly, Brown writes about the culture of scarcity in which we live today, in which we are told that there will never be enough time or money or health or housing or jobs, and that we will never have enough. There will never be enough to go round. But even worse, this culture of scarcity tells us that we are not enough. As part of her research, Brown gives people the phrase, never and then blank, enough. And she has them fill in the blank. And she says it only takes a few seconds before they fill that blank with what their inner voices tell them. Never good enough, never perfect enough, never thin enough, never powerful enough. Never successful enough, never smart enough, never certain enough, never safe enough, never extraordinary enough. I suspect that in this time of COVID, that voice is lying to a lot of us. Brown's book is called Daring Greatly because she's writing about the people who are willing to be brave. And her description of this bravery, this daring, is that these people demonstrate it simply by showing up and letting themselves be seen in all their vulnerability. And they are willing to do this, to just show up, because they know that they do not need to be perfect. Brown writes that the opposite of never enough isn't abundance or more than you could ever imagine. The opposite of scarcity is enough, or what I call wholeheartedness, vulnerability and worthiness, facing uncertainty, exposure, and emotional risks, and knowing that I am enough. One of the things that the church should be reminding all of us is that we are enough. We are enough because we have been made in the image of God, and God loves us as we are. We can, in Brown's words, show up and let ourselves be seen in all our imperfect vulnerability because we know that in God's eyes, we are always already enough. The Apostle John tells us that God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Apostle Paul reminds us that the whole story of Christianity is about love. God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so nothing is able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Members of the early church are addressed as beloved over 60 times in the letters sent by the apostles that make up most of the New Testament. And we, members of the same church in the 21st century, can be sure that we are equally beloved. As today's reading reminds us, we are so close to God that whoever welcomes us welcomes Jesus. The new commandment that Jesus gave his disciples was that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. And he said, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. We are loved by God, we are called to love one another, and we are also to love ourselves. If we were not expected to love ourselves, the command, you shall love your neighbour as yourself, wouldn't make any sense. We are the beloved children of God, made in the image of God, those for whom Jesus demonstrated his love by dying for us. So, of course, we are always enough. We might know this with our heads, but sometimes it's hard to feel this in our hearts and in our guts. I suspect that in the 19th century, Scottish author George MacDonald lived with depression because he so often writes about dryness, about the inability to feel God's love. I've been reading through some of his works while we've been in lockdown, and there's one line of his that I want to always remember. George says, God has an especial tenderness of love toward thee, for that thou art in the dark and have no light. His heart is glad when thou dost arise and say, I will go to my Father. In the midst of COVID-19, many of us may have times of feeling that we are in the dark and that we can see no light. And it's at these times, George MacDonald tells us, when it's hard to feel ourselves loved, that God especially loves us. We are enough. Whatever we are doing in this time of COVID is enough, even when we cannot do anything. We are God's beloved children, always. Amen. Let us bring our prayers for the world before God. Let us pray. Loving God, we know that nothing can separate us from you. Continue to surround us with your love during this time of crisis. Be with every member of the Western Heights community. Continue to give us the courage, the patience, and the kindness that we need as isolation stretches on. Reassure us that we are still gathered through you, even when we cannot meet. We pray for all those who have kept working in the community through this crisis, all the medical staff, the emergency services workers, the supermarket employees and freight workers, those who found new ways of working from home, those who are now slowly and carefully returning to work. We pray for those who have lost their jobs, who are facing an uncertain future. We pray for the homeless and those in insecure housing, and for those whose homes have not been safe places during this time of lockdown. We pray for our leaders, for Scott Morrison and Daniel Andrews, and for Chief Medical Officers Brendan Murphy and Brett Sutton. As we begin the steps that will take us out of lockdown, give them your wisdom and help them to make the best decisions, not the ones that are politically expedient. Loving God, we know that we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. Help us to continue to be that one body in this difficult time. In the name of your Son, our Lord, Mother, and Friend, Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace to all with doubts and fears. Peace to all who long for greater holiness of life. Through Christ, we all have access to God in the one Spirit. So the peace of the living one be always with you. Joyful feast of Jesus, bread for beloved children, a meal for those expecting scraps, and a banquet for last-minute guests. Everyone is welcome at this table, and whether you choose to eat the bread and drink the wine now, or to wait, abstaining from communion until we can all gather together again, you are equally part of the body of Christ. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy God, we praise you. Let the heavens be joyful and the earth be glad. We bless you for creating the whole world, for your promises to your people Israel, and for the life we know in Jesus Christ, your Son. Born of Mary, he shares our life. Eating with sinners, he welcomes us. Leading his followers, he guides us. Dying on the cross, he rescues us. Risen from the dead, he gives new life. And so we praise you, living God, singing our song with angels and saints and Christians everywhere. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We bless you, sovereign God, ruler of the universe, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who on the night of his betrayal took bread, gave you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for everyone for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it, for the remembrance of me." With this bread and this cup, we do as our Saviour commands. We celebrate the redemption he has won for us. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out the Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Make us one with him, one with each other, and one in ministry in the world until at last we feast with him in the kingdom. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, in your holy church, all honour and glory are yours, Father Almighty, now and forever. Amen. And together we pray as our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ is the bread of joy who shares food with sinners. Christ is the cup of life who revives the faint-hearted. Let us receive what we are. Let us become what we receive, the body of Christ. Let us pray. God of heaven and earth, you make us one in Christ. Inspire us with new vision and the wisdom of ancient dreams. Give us strength to walk together until we come to our eternal home. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you. the blessing of the Holy Trinity of love be upon you. May God take your hand as you go, Christ be your constant companion, and the Spirit guide you on the way, this day and evermore. Amen.